Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now. I thank you for this gathering that Josephine is hosting with her ministry today. I just thank you, God, for your peace that passes all understanding, you know, at a time in the world where there's so many things changing all around us. And I just thank you, God, for courage and strength for your people today, as they learn to navigate things in this trying time, because the reality is, in the midst of this trying time, God is still with us, and He is still our provider, and we really have nothing to fear. So I just thank you, Lord, for what you are showing and what you are revealing to us. Even this week, and I thank you for victory in the end. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, I just want to start out by reading a scripture verse, if that's okay, from Isaiah 54:17. This is from the NIV. It says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." And I start out with that scripture verse right now because right now it feels like in the world there's a lot of weapons that are coming against us from every angle and every direction. You know, in the news right now, we're hearing a lot of things. And so in the midst of weapons that feel like that are coming against us, we need to take hold of God's word and renew our mind daily with the truth. And just as Josephine mentioned a moment ago, it's vitally important that we decree life and life-giving scriptures every day over ourselves. Just the past week and a half, I have taken a major step to bring more clarity in my everyday life. I decided I do not need TV. I shut off the TV completely a week and a half ago, and it's just brought more clarity to me. I have more peace. You know, I'm not anxious. I'm not stressful. I'm not stressed. And so, you know, in the midst of all these weapons that seem to be coming against, you know, believers in the faith right now, it's important to be reminded of this verse in Isaiah 54:17. And so I just encourage you, like during your prayer time with the Lord, I encourage you to declare Isaiah 54:17 as one of your scriptures. Mm. It's been a powerful verse for me to declare every day. And so I just encourage you, to utilize that verse and to call it forth in your everyday life and watch how God uses that. So the first time I believe I've actually heard of the term seer was about 5 years ago. I attended a prophetic gathering where at the end of the meeting, the speaker invited people to come up for prayer, and I don't even think I went up for prayer at the time. They kind of called me out like a word of knowledge. I don't know if you all are familiar with that. They gave me a word of knowledge and they said, "I see you clearly have a seer gift." And at the time, I really didn't understand that. I didn't know what that meant. And so there was nothing really I had to go on when I heard that term, seer. And so shortly after, I began really watching programs like Sid Roth and Kim Clement and really getting a more deeper knowledge and understanding of the prophetic and things of that nature and dreams. And of course, the past 3 years, my dream life at night has accelerated. And so I've had to learn the hard way in some cases with some dreams that I've had. You know, it's not always learning the easy way. I've had to learn the hard way. Yeah. And so I think it's a little bit of both, you know, those two experiences where it helps to, you know, grow your spiritual journey, you know, with the Lord, with that. I'm noticing the biggest thing that I've noticed right away is I have more clarity in my thoughts. There's not as much, you know, the fact is this, if someone is glued to their TV watching news all day long during this time that we're in right now, it's not going to help them. I can guarantee you that. It's not going to help your thoughts, and especially if the Lord is trying to reveal something to you, you know, and that it may be as simple as writing something down. If you're trying to, you know, focus on the Lord and just write stuff down, what you're watching on TV, too much of it, that's a distraction. You're not going to be able to focus, you know, as the Lord wants you to. And so I've also noticed at times when I don't watch TV, an increase in dreams, meaning they're more clear, the understanding is more clear that they come across. And there just seems to be more favor. I'll give you an example. The past 2 months, I've had so many open doors in terms of speaking, just interviews, podcasts, broadcasts. And so I believe there's a level of favor that the Lord gives when we choose to shut out, you know, certain things that we're addicted to. That may be TV or watching too many things online. It just, I'll put it this way. The Lord blesses a focused and renewed mind. You know, it's very, and think about it this way. If you were, let's say you were a CEO of a company or an organization, and you had an employee who you desired to give a raise to or a bonus, you know, you wanted to reward an employee of your company for doing a good job. Well, it's very hard to reward someone who is not focused and doing their job well. You know, if they're not doing their work with excellence, if they're not going above and beyond, you know, their tasks, it's very hard as a CEO to look at them and go, okay, they deserve a raise, or they deserve a bonus, or they deserve a paid vacation next week, you know, that I would send them on. It's very hard for someone in authority, in a position of authority, to reward someone who is not focused and who does not have a mind that's filled with clarity and a thought process that is focused. And so I believe, in my opinion, that it's the same way with the Lord. With God, you know, if we're focused on diving deep into the Word, if we're focused and diligent in our prayer life, if we're focused and diligent on connecting with other believers, you know, and that could be online, it doesn't always have to be in person, but if we're focused in those areas in our relationship with Him, I believe that merits increase from Him. And that could look like a number of different things. That could be financially, that could be favor with people, that could be favor for new open doors. The bottom line is, if we are not focused and if we do not have a mind that is renewed daily and focused on the Lord, how is God going to bring increase in our lives when we're not even focused on Him? And so I think a lot of people sometimes they question why there's not increase in their life or there's not any open doors in their life. And sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes it's because they're distracted on too much media or too much entertainment, and they just are not making room for the Lord at all. And so therefore it's very hard for the Lord to reward that, if that makes sense, you know. And that's, I've seen that in my own life. So I'm speaking to myself as well, because I have walked through that and experienced that. And so that's important to keep in mind. Allow the door, you know, allow the Lord to open doors for you on your behalf. Don't try to always be the one that's trying to open a door. In the past 2 months, I have not tried to open any kind of speaking arrangements at all. It's just not something I normally do, and I haven't done it before. But the past 2 or 3 months, the Lord has, out of the blue, I've just been getting invitations for different things, podcasts, broadcast, I mean, just you name it, it's come in. For those of you who actually want to read the word that I wrote and released about a warning dream, the title is How God Reveals His Goodness Using a Warning Dream. I have that article, I believe, and 3 or 4 others right now on Spirit Fuel. It is a Christian faith-based website. We have topics of the prophetic, encouragement, and prayer alerts. So, you know, if a prayer alert comes in, we are open to consider that as well. And so what we're seeing even more this year than any other year before, we're seeing people in droves just, you know, all the way from New Zealand, Australia, the United States, Germany, South Korea, even South Korea. We're seeing writers come forth and appear on Spirit Fuel like never before. And so you can submit, you know, articles of prophetic insight or encouragement. And the website address is spiritfuel.me. So it's spiritfuel.me. It's not .com. It's a .me at the end, .me. And you can sign up for we have a daily email list where we send out words. Some people don't like to get emails. That's fine. They can go to our website every day. Almost every day we're putting out between 2 to 3 to 4 articles, new articles every day. And so we're also on Facebook. You can type in Spirit Fuel on Facebook and follow the website that way as well. And I've also recently launched my own personal blog called Encouragement for Now. And it's just encouragement I feel from the Lord to share with people. And that website address is encouragementfornow.com. Totally free as well. Spirit Fuel is free as well. There's no fee to access the content at all. It's totally 100% free. And I'm also on Facebook. You can type in my name, Joel, J-O-E-L. Last name is Y-O-U-N-T. Joel Yont. I'm on Facebook. Try to post something at least once a day, not all the time, but, you know, when I feel led, you know, of course. But so 2 websites again, spiritfuel.me and encouragementfornow.com are the websites. So I want to move in right away to share a dream with you all. And this is actually a very recent dream that I'm about to share with you. You know, I have some other dreams I want to share as well with you, but they were a little in the past. this first dream I want to share took place just the past 2 weeks. And it's nothing it's not related necessarily to something big in terms of the government or the nation, but I believe it's going to serve as a good example for you where you can actually apply it and look at some of the characteristics of this dream and use it as a tool to keep watch in your everyday life in terms of what God reveals to you. About two weeks ago, I had this dream, and I don't know if you all have been to a fitness center before where they have like an indoor pool, but that's where this dream took place. I found myself near a swimming pool, inside, indoors, and I saw a family member there on one of my parents' side of the family, you know, and, you know, I saw them swimming in the pool. You know, everything appeared to be normal. I didn't see anything that would cause alarm or anything. And I'm like, wow, this is a nice place. And out of the blue, everything just shifted in the dream. And I saw an individual. I saw a guy who I've never seen before. And he started entering the pool, and he began to literally attack this individual in the dream that I know that's a family member. And I thought, what in the world is happening? You know, I've never seen this other guy before. Why is he attacking this person in the pool? And the next thing I know, I began running towards the exit sign of the fitness center. I go for the exit sign. I'm running in an effort to get help. And I wake up from the dream. That was it. One of the things that you have to remember in terms of, you know, maybe it's a vision or a dream. A lot of people who I share dreams with, they get puzzled or stuck in terms of, for example, they'll say something like, well, I don't understand this dream, or I don't understand every detail. And so they don't take initiative to necessarily pray, you know, they just go, well, I don't understand it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go on. But the first thing I recognized about this dream was that I needed to pray for this family member who I just saw being attacked in the swimming pool. Does that mean necessarily I know all the details of the dream? No, but there was a strong sense of urgency in the dream that this individual was being attacked somehow. It could have been spiritually, it could have been, you know, in the natural, it could be something that's coming later down the road that maybe has not happened yet. And so I just began to pray the following day. You know, I just began to decree life over this person. You know, Isaiah 54:17, I just began to declare scripture as I normally do when I pray over this person. And by the end of the next day, I felt a peace as if something had been accomplished, you know, as if I had done my part based upon what I saw in the dream. And I think it's important to share that because you may have a dream from the Lord, for example, and you may not understand all the elements in the dream. For example, you may question, you know, what does the swimming pool have to do with that? Or, you know, why was this in a fitness center? Or, you know, but the bottom line is, I believe with every dream, the Lord provides a bottom line point. And what I mean by a bottom line is, how do you feel How do you feel? What is your sense when you wake up from a dream? Do you feel positive? Do you feel happy? Or do you feel this urgency like, oh my goodness, I just felt like I've been through, you know, a war or, you know, some type of wrestling match? You know, do you feel anxious inside? Because the answer to that question is going to tell you, is this a dream where you need to actively begin to pray for this person or yourself? Or is this an encouraging dream where you can, you know, continue to declare and call forth victory based upon something good that you've seen? And I'll touch on that a little bit with a separate dream that I had a while back. And so, you know, a lot of times, I, you know, just talking with people, a lot of times in our prayer life, when we're so focused on what we're praying and believing for, you know, with our own personal needs and requests with the Lord, a lot of times our mind cannot necessarily be focused on other people's prayer requests. And so a lot of times for me in my life, the Lord will have to come in and remind me to pray for other people and not just what, you know, what I want to see happen. And dreams have played a key role in that, in where, you know, I may be praying for something completely different, and then all of a sudden one night the Lord will give me a dream about someone, and he'll reveal to me the next day, hey, this is someone that you need to be praying for. And it kind of takes my mind off of what, you know, maybe something that I'm personally praying for or believing for, and helps me to focus on other people. Because a lot of times what I found out is the reason in the first place that God provides you with a dream about someone is because God has given you authority to stand in the gap, and your prayer has authority to it regarding what the Lord shows you in a dream. It's significant because the fact that I had a dream about a family member was the Lord showed me that because of that individual was kind of part of my family in a way, that my prayer had authority. And so, you know, it's just something, it's important to keep in mind, because some people, I've heard time and time over again and over again how people say, well, that dream didn't make any sense. You know, I had a dream about someone in my family, and it, you know, they say it just didn't make sense, you know, so they're not going to do anything about it. And, or they say it, you know, oh, that just came from a movie or a TV show that they watched. And we have to be really careful, I feel, because I tell other people, you know, watch for the specific details in dreams. Because if you're seeing something very specific, you know, whether it's an individual or a landmark or something local in your area, you know, it could be you know, it could be even on your street where you live, your neighborhood. If you are seeing something specific in a dream or vision, most likely that has not come from watching a movie. And so I try to tell people that, because they like to jump on this bandwagon of, oh, that's just from watching TV or, you know. And from what I've found out, if the Lord is showing you something specific, it is not from a movie. It is the Lord clearly showing you something that he wants you to be proactive with praying. And it amazes me how a lot of people just choose to write off what they're seeing without ever thinking or considering the possibility that, hey, this is a warning. This is a warning from the Lord that he's trying to show us. And we need to be proactive in our prayer life. And because it does make a difference. I've seen things turn completely around within, in some cases, as soon as 2 days. I've seen things turn around completely in 2 days. And sometimes prayer is not the only key that you use to maybe try to combat something that you're seeing ahead of time in a dream. I'm going to give you another key in addition to prayer. And it's real simple. It's actually alerting someone by phone call, or maybe it's by email, or it's by text message. It's actually going to a specific individual. You know, if you see something coming, you know, in a dream, it does not hurt to warn them. I know some people kind of feel strange about that, depending on what they're seeing. But I want to give you a clear example of what that looks like right now. And so, about a year ago, I had this dream, and in the dream, I was in this SUV, this vehicle, this SUV, and I was sitting in the back seat. There were three seats, well, actually six seats in the back, but I was kind of in the middle row of the SUV. And the driver of the SUV, I know who it is right away. There's no question about who the driver is. And they look back to me. They turn their face back to me in the stream, and they tell me one phrase, okay? And I cannot share the specific phrase that they, in the dream that they told me, but what I can tell you is this. The phrase that they told me, that they spoke to me, had to do with something that had already happened in the future. And so the dream that I was seeing was something negative. Okay, something negative had already happened in the future that I was seeing regarding this person. And so what they were telling me was, they were almost telling me in a way, a manner of regret, okay, of something that they had done. And I was hearing it for the first time in this dream. And it was not pleasant to hear, because my reaction in the dream was, oh no, this could have been avoided. You know, this could have been prevented. And so, you know, I'm like, oh no, is there any way that this can be fixed or reconciled or amended, if you will? And it was just horrible. I mean, the feeling that, you know, as this person was telling me this, you know, that this, they had already gone through with something. And I woke up from the dream. And right away, I did not waste any time with this person. As soon as I saw them the next day, I shared with them the dream that I had. I said, look, in this dream, I saw you in the driver's seat and you look back at me in this SUV, and I saw you share something with me that you regretted doing in the future. What happened next was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was a victory in a sense, in a sense that I had shared this with them. But what they told me was that very day before I shared this dream with them, they had received a friend request from an individual who could have caused major disruption in their life. I'll just put it that way. Major destruction. Also a distraction. And so what I saw in the dream the night before, I saw the negative outcome that would have taken place if they had connected with this person. And when they told me that next day, they said, you know, I got this request from this individual. They said they were tempted to accept it and follow through and communicate, but they ignored it after I shared the dream with them, you know. And they felt that that was confirmation from the Lord that they were not supposed to communicate with that person. And it just amazed me, because here I was like, Lord, I, you know, why did you choose me to reveal that dream? Because I'll be honest with you. I don't know if any of you have regular dreams from the Lord, or if it's just a natural part of your life. But I got to tell you something. I'm not one to get excited about warning dreams. Okay. It puts pressure on you. It can add stress to your life. And simply because if you've had more than one warning dream in your life, you probably know what it's like, the burden that you have to carry to, you know, and prayer is not a burden by any means, but just the uneasiness sometimes it is to kind of navigate that process, you know, because more than likely you're going to be sharing it with people, and it's not always something to get excited about. I mean, if we're truly honest, any prophetic person will tell you a real warning type dream is not fun to share with people. It's not something you get naturally excited about, like, oh great, this is a wonderful thing. It's really tough, and especially if you have the boldness to come to someone and share something. You know, when they had told me that, you know, they thanked me for sharing this dream, and they told me what had just happened that day with the request they had gotten. And you know, it's in moments like that, I believe, that God gives us a sense of peace in the fact that we were obedient to come forth and share what we saw in the nighttime hours. And, you know, it's not always easy to share stuff like that, but when we're obedient and we take action right away, I believe God brings us a sense of victory and peace, because we see what could take place in the future if we don't take action now. And so this gift, the seer's gift, the gift of seeing what's ahead, it's not always easy by any means. There was a time 2 years ago where for 2 or 3 weeks straight, nonstop, I had a series of you know, warfare type dreams. I mean, back to back, there was no break. I saw stuff just unbelievable. I mean, kind of like warfare type stuff. It was just for 2 or 3 weeks straight. And I submitted a prayer request to an intercessor at the time. And I basically told them, I said, you know, I'm submitting a prayer request to you to pray that, you know, these type of dreams stop, because I don't want them. It's too much to carry. It's, you know, I wasn't getting any sleep at night. I was waking up during the night, hardly any sleep. The dreams just were not pleasant at all. In one dream, a creature actually came up and bit me on my wrist, on my right wrist, and I woke up. After I had woken up, I still felt the pain in my right wrist, in my arm, from the bite of in the dream this creature. And I was like, man, is there any way you can help pray, for this type of these dreams to stop? And they basically shared with me that, God is not going to cut off a heavenly divine communication, from heaven that is important for your life. If th there's a there was a reason I was having those types of dreams at the time. And weeks later, I came to find out why I was having those dreams. It was clearly a warning of something that was coming. And a lot of times it's hard in the natural, in the moment, because a lot of times when we see stuff as a seer or in the prophetic, we go, well, Lord, I don't see how this type of thing could happen. Because everything seems fine, everything seems normal. Just over the past 2 or 3 years, God has trained me, I believe, in terms of seeing things before they happen. And a lot of times, 2 or 3 years ago, when I would see something in a dream, when I would wake up the next day, I would go, how is this going to happen? This is almost, I would write it off as, well, that could be just something from a movie or something from the TV, And sure enough, it would be 2 days later, or sometimes 2 weeks later, or maybe it was 2 months later. But either way, something very close along the lines that I saw in a dream would come to pass. And in some cases, I was prepared for it. I was on guard. I was prepared to face whatever was coming. And in some cases, I was not prepared. And so it was a shock. It was a shock to me in the natural when something did happen that I saw before, because I was like, wow, I actually saw that coming. And I just feel like that we're in a season right now with everything that's going on. We're in a season where a lot of people in the church are waking up and they're saying, wow, I believe I saw that coming. And a lot of people have written things off, I just feel like, in the past of what they saw, of what they have seen. But people are beginning to wake up and go, well, wait a minute, I saw that, I saw that coming. And so I just want to encourage you today. I do have two other dreams I'd like to share with you all, but I just want to pause for a moment and I want to encourage you. Don't ever feel intimidated or what's the word I'm looking for? Don't feel like just because you may not have a big well-known ministry, or maybe you don't have a big name, as they say. Just because you don't have a big name or a big ministry has nothing to do with the accuracy of something God shows you. I feel like God is using actually a lot of people right now to reveal things in the nation, in the United States, that do not have a big name at all. A lot of these people who are now revealing big stuff, I mean, big, I'm talking about governmental things, like within our nation that are being exposed and revealed. A lot of those individuals don't even have a website. They don't they may not even have a book. A lot of well-known people have books that they sell, and that's fine. I'm not against that, but don't ever feel too small in a sense that if God shows you something, you need to speak it. You need to submit it. Maybe the Lord will have you submit it to a platform that gets the word out quickly to key intercessors and prayer warriors. And maybe God leads you to record a short video for YouTube or a news outlet that you submitted to. People are even beginning to do that. They're beginning to go straight to the news outlets with what they're seeing. And depending on who they are, you know, that's a favor issue. But don't ever feel too small to reveal something here in the natural. The days of limited access when it comes to certain people being allowed to speak, you know, whether it's in a church service or a conference, those days are over. God is using both well-known and unknown voices, and I believe he's bringing them together. But even if he doesn't bring, you know, some of the well-known voices together, he still wants to use you. And I think sometimes people get fearful or afraid, and they go, well, no one knows me, or no one, you know, I don't have a book, or I don't have this, and so my voice doesn't matter. And God is saying the opposite. Your voice does matter. He has tools. He has online tools that God's positioned for right now, the time that we're living in. So you, not some big ministry, so you right there can get the word out to the nations and make a difference. Every time I have a dream where I still collaborate with other individuals, you know, for example, I say, you know, this is what I saw, and this is what I sense, and this is what I feel. You know, what do you think, you know, about this? It's funny because I'll give you one example. There was an example I had where, you know, I had a dream, and literally this is what I told them. I said, you know, I see someone that's going to show up at the house at the time that I was living at the, I was visiting. And I said, I see an individual that in this dream, I saw them show up unannounced, you know, out of the blue, meaning there was no, you know, warning, you know, ahead of time. And I told someone right away, I said, look, this is what I saw. What do you think about it? You know, I asked. And they basically said, you know, well, it's interesting, you know, that you had a dream like that. But they said, I wouldn't worry about it. I don't see how that situation could happen. And so they told me, just don't worry about it, you know. And so I'm like, well, I still felt the urgency in my spirit, regardless of what they shared, you know. And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to continue to pray about this because I know what I saw. And I wouldn't be seeing something like this, what I saw, unless it had a purpose or a meaning. And so I just continued to pray. You know, I think it was 2 days exact. You know, I just kept praying. I wasn't really worried. I wasn't overly, you know, stressed or anything. I know what I saw in the dream. And so I continued to pray. 2 days later, there was a, let me put it this way. There was a change in the weather, you know, outside the natural. There was an event that would cause people to move inside their homes to take shelter for safety, you know, a weather related event. I'll just put it that way. And out of the blue, again, this was 2 days after I had the dream, an individual shows up at this house on this property. And so the person, the two people that I had already shared this dream with prior, 2 days ago, they were shocked. They were flabbergasted. They didn't know what to, they said, how did he see that? Or how did he know that? And really when it boils down to it, it's not me. I didn't, in other words, it's not some kind of power I have. It's God. You know, God reveals things in dreams. You see that all through the Bible where he speaks to individuals. And so, you know, some people in the church are actually, believe it or not, they are not even open to dreams yet. And so when you share with them a dream, depending on where they're at with the Lord, they may not even accept it. You know, so they were shocked. They said, wow, how did he know that? And I simply said, I reiterated, look, it's not me. It's the Lord. I have somewhat of a track record at this point of having dreams in the past. And so when I see something like this, I know it's for a reason. And you know, it wasn't from some movie or it wasn't from some TV show, because again, as I said in the beginning, there were specific details. You always watch for specific details. You know, if it was something that I had watched in a movie, then I would see something that had to do with that movie, but it had nothing to do with a movie. So that's a lot of people need help clarifying that, because a lot of people just write their dreams off completely and they don't take time to pray and seek the Lord about them. Yeah, I want to share two more dreams quickly before we get into some questions that you all may have. Real quick, this next dream I'm going to share, it's actually somewhat similar to the one I shared with you about earlier, where the individual that I saw in a dream in the SUV, they were about to connect with someone that they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I kind of gave them a tip about, hey, this is what I saw. You might want to watch out. And they thanked me. Okay, this is kind of similar. The only difference is this is actually my life. Something that happened, you know, with me personally. So in this dream, it's actually two of them consecutive back to back within 2 or 3 week period. I saw a girl in this dream who I haven't seen in years. And when I say years, I'm talking like seven or more years. That's how long it's been. That she used to attend a church that I grew up in. And so when I had this dream, in the dream, she was trying to extend an invitation to me. Like if, say, for example, if you were to invite someone to your house for a meal or something, or dessert, you know, you would invite them. Well, in the dream, that's how this came across. She invited me, you know, to her house. I mean, that's the impression that I got right away. I mean, it was very clear. It was not confusing or complex. It was very clear she was inviting me, you know. And after I woke up the next morning, I think to myself, well, this doesn't make any sense, simply because I had not seen this person. I had not seen this individual in years. It's been, you know, 7 or more years since I've seen them. So in the natural, I'm thinking to myself, Lord, why would I have a dream like this if I'm not even close to this person? You know, if they're not, they don't even live in my local area, why am I being shown something like this right now? You know, it didn't make any sense to me. What I was seeing, you know, it would be different if that individual lived near me or in my local area at the time, but they did not. They just didn't live close to me. And so I'm like, Lord, what does this mean? You know, they're clearly in trying to invite me. And 2 weeks later, I have a similar dream. I see the same girl in a new dream. And guess what she's doing? She's inviting me to come to her house. You know, the same thing. And I wake up, and by the second dream, I'm kind of getting a little freaked out, because I'm going, this is just even more confusing, because I know for a fact this girl does not live close to me. I even shared it with people close to me at the time. I'm like, I keep having this dream of this girl. She does not live close to me anymore, but she's trying to invite me somewhere, you know. And I just knew in my spirit by the second dream that the Lord was revealing, this is clearly a warning.
Yeah.
You know, this is not necessarily an encouragement, feel good type dream. This is a warning to be on guard and to be aware. Well, a month or two passes and nothing happens. I mean, I'm still praying and seeking, you know, asking the Lord questions. And I thought, well, that's that, you know. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do with that information, but, you know, I guess I was like, okay, Lord, we're moving on. I don't know what to do with that. And so out of the blue, 2 months later, I'll never forget it. It was at night. It was 9 p.m. because I looked at my phone at the time. It was 9 p.m. Eastern time in the month of March. And I look at my phone and a friend request comes in from this girl in the dream on a social media website. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Because again, you have to remember, I have not communicated with this person. I have not seen this person in 7 years. And so the fact that they would send me a friend request to try to communicate with me is bizarre. Mm-hmm. It's out of the ordinary.
Mm.
But furthermore, I want to share the most important element of all this, because there's something more important about this dream. It goes beyond the fact that the Lord was warning me not to connect with this person. Okay. It goes beyond that. You see, I went to this person's profile on their page on social media, and I began to look at what they post. You know how when you get a friend request, you can check out what someone's posting before you accept it? Well, that's what I did. And right away, at the top of their page, they were posting stuff that they were involved in witchcraft and bizarre stuff like that. I mean, really dark stuff. Not just like weird stuff. I mean, dark, you know. And then I knew right away why I had those two dreams.
Yeah.
And it was a warning from the Lord not to connect with that person, because who knows if, you know, I don't know what they would have sent me if I accept, you know, you just don't know.
Right.
And so that was a clear indication that, and it's a good lesson. It's a good lesson for everyone, really, that every day, no matter what the day is, we have to be on guard, because we don't always see things coming. But when the Lord does show you something coming, just be on the lookout. It doesn't mean you always have to be in a panic mode, but you can be on guard. And I think that's the difference between having a fear-based mentality and being on guard. you know, the Bible tells us to be on guard. And so, you know, there's a way to be on guard without, you know, being fearful or stressed, you know, overly stressed. And so the Lord is well able to warn you of connections that are coming your way that you do not want to participate with.
Wow.
I don't know about you all, but I don't want to get involved with someone who's doing witchcraft. So, or practicing that, you know, I don't want to be friends with someone, you know. Now, reaching out to someone with the Lord, you know, that's a whole different story, but there was a deeper reason why I was shown ahead of time of this person, you know. The main reason I even bring that up in the first place is because the enemy uses certain gateways to try to get a hold of people. And unfortunately, online is what the enemy uses the internet as a gateway to try to disrupt people's lives through bad relationships, bad connections, people they should not be connecting with. The enemy actually uses that as a gateway to come in and disrupt our lives. And so, you know, now more than ever, we have to be careful about, you know, if someone sends us a friend request or tries to get a hold of us by email or text, we have to really take inventory of who's trying to connect with us. And we have to say, Lord, is this someone who is going to be good for my life right now? You know, we have to be honest about that, because I have seen too many times, I have seen some interesting situations where lives are actually disrupted by the enemy, where he uses people to, whether it's online, social media, we just have to really be careful of who we're connected with, because the enemy uses that as a gateway to cause havoc in people's lives. A lot of people do not even like to talk or acknowledge warning dreams at all. It's just not something people like to talk about. However, I will tell you this, when something big happens in the world and you turn on the news on your TV and you see something that has happened that is catastrophic in nature, you have to begin to ask the question, you know, is this something that someone had, you know, alerted us in the past about to pray? And I understand that not everything we pray for, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll stop, but we can do our part to pray, you know, our due diligence. I will tell you, there's a lot of people who have not been accepted, I think is the right word, when they release content, whether it's a video or an article about a warning dream. Not all those kind of people are accepted on a big media platform for whatever reason. There could be a number of reasons. But I will tell you this. I will tell you, it makes a difference when you have key intercessors that are praying about those types of warnings. Like Josephine mentioned earlier, it may not be for everyone. Maybe the whole world doesn't need to hear about a particular dream or vision or prayer alert. Maybe it's only for some key prayer warriors, and that's fine. But I will tell you this. I just, from my own life personally, I feel it makes a difference. Whenever I have released something that is a warning, I actually did that several months ago regarding a city in the United States. And I will tell you this, I got good positive feedback of people thanking me as a result of me sending that out and posting it online. It was short, it was not long, but it was a call to prayer for a specific city, a region And I'll also go further to share with you that some of the individuals that thanked me for that warning word, two specific individuals actually worked in government. I got emails from them, and I'm not going to say their names, and I'm not going to say where they work or what they do, you know, but I'll just tell you that there are more people than you realize that are monitoring these alerts, these call to actions to prayer. A lot of times we think, oh, no one's going to read that or no one's going to pay attention to that. Well, let me tell you, people are paying attention. There's people in government that are reading prophetic words. Right. There's people in government that are reading people's dreams that they're releasing. So don't be afraid to, you know, if you feel something like you need to write it out and submit to a website for publication, or if you feel God leading you to do that, by all means, do that. It's nothing to be afraid of, because there are intercessors that are ready and willing to pray. And so prayer, you know, does make a difference to stop things. And I've seen that. So, but the last dream, before we get into some questions, I want to end on a really good positive dream. There was a period of 3 months or more where myself and another individual, we had a media project that we were working on, and we didn't really have funding. We didn't have the resources at the time to really jumpstart it to where it needed to be. The project that we were working on just needed some more capital, if you will, to move forward in what we were wanting to do. And of course we prayed, I mean, for months we prayed, and we just didn't see any kind of breakthrough. I mean, it was really discouraging. It was like, you know, are we going to see any type of movement in this area of the funding that we need? Again, I was really discouraged. I mean, I honestly, to tell you the truth, I didn't want to pray anymore about this matter. I had just given up. I'm like, this, it's not going to move. And so this one night I had a dream. I saw a handful of keys being dropped suddenly on the front porch of the house. And I had no clue what this meant. I had never seen keys. And I know a lot of times you hear prophetic people talk about keys, you know, keys and different messages. But I had never personally seen keys. And so I had seen this batch of keys being dropped on the front porch by the mat where the front door is of the house. And that was it. I didn't see anything else. I woke up. And I just felt super encouraged. I felt super, in my spirit was encouraged. I felt hope. I felt peace. And again, I didn't necessarily know what that dream meant about the keys being dropped on the front porch. I had no clue. I just had the sense of peace and encouragement. And would you believe 10 minutes later, after I wake up, on my phone, you know, right away, I get notification that funding had been approved that morning for the faith-based media project we were working on. And when I say funding, I'm talking about an amount like $15,000. Wow. That's how big the breakthrough was. Wow. And again, the only thing that I can attribute that to was the dream I had the night before about the keys being dropped on the front porch. Some people believe keys represent access of some kind. In this case, in this example, I believe that to be true. I feel like the keys did represent some type of access that was granted. Because for months and months, there was a holdup. There was no movement. And I don't know about you, but all of a sudden when $15,000 becomes available to you, I would call that a breakthrough. So it was just encouraging that the Lord had showed me in a dream the night before, that was coming. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, he shows you things that are going to come. And even if they don't seem realistic or possible, I can't tell you how many times I've seen something in the spirit that I go, well, that doesn't seem realistic to me. That doesn't seem like that could really happen. But we have to understand and remember that the Lord shows us things in the spirit realm often before they're going to happen and take place. And so that's to encourage us to continue to press in through prayer and our decrees and scripture, because it makes a difference. And a lot of times it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But if the Lord shows us something, it gives us motivation to continue to pray and decree from a place of victory. And because if we know there's victory in the spirit realm, then we eventually are going to have victory in the natural realm. And so that's to encourage us to press forward, even though something may not feel realistic, you know. It's to ultimately encourage us. That's what I'd like to share. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time together. I thank you I thank you, Lord, that you work. You can work mightily when two or more are gathered together in your midst. And I thank you, God, for the agreement that is there. And also for the sense of support where we can come alongside believers in the body of Christ and pray for them and lift them up in prayer. And really share, you know, what's happening in our everyday lives. And we can get feedback from what we're seeing and what we're hearing, especially during these times on the earth. And so I just thank you. I pray that, I pray for anyone at this gathering who desires to have a greater amount or level of dreams and visions from you, Lord, that you will answer their request and give them dreams in the night so they can see what's coming ahead in the future. And so with that, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for who you are beyond what you're capable of. In Jesus' name, amen.